take another preferred stock example. Let's say that we have a share of preferred stock that pays a quarterly dividend of $2.50. If the price of the preferred stock is currently selling at $50 per share, what is the annual rate of return? This is pretty straightforward. We just need to be careful about the timing. We're looking for an annual rate of return, and we're given a quarterly dividend. So if we want to find the annual rate of return, we need to be using the annual dividend amount. Let's go back to the valuation model, where we have the value of the preferred stock is equal to the dividend divided by the interest rate. If we rearrange this and solve for the interest rate, we have the dividend divided by the price, or the value of the preferred stock. The dividend in this case will be $10 annually, and we'll divide by the price of $50 to get an interest rate of 20%. Going back to the effective annual rate concept, we want to take into account quarterly compounding here. So if you were to figure out the effective annual rate with quarterly compounding, you would get 21.55%.